When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. There we go. Not on.
Why is it turned off?
Understand. Oh, doesn't matter. BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from KALC, Denver, Colorado, on the Odyssey app. There you go. Got it all in there. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
You know, I've been better.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No. Everything's fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but you've been better?
I've been better.
All right.
I've been better. I think my glutide wore off. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. I went out to the Gaylord over the weekend. I can use the phrase, I've been wealthier.
Yeah.
Cheapers.
Icy
was $11.
Wait, an icy was? Oh my God.
An icy.
Everything's
$11.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
we went out for the pool experience this weekend, and the DC Comics is out there. You know, Superman's big now that it's in theaters.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it had another big weekend, too.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So coming back yesterday, I got to give you a quick story, okay? This is like motorcycle karma. You know these motorcycles have gotten the green light to go in and out of traffic?
Yeah, like it's doing. Terrifying.
Split it's the awful. Lane.
So I had one yesterday. I'm on 225. By the way, I hate Pena Boulevard. That's the worst road in town. But anyway, I'm on 225. Here comes this motorcycle. I can see him in the rear view, okay? And he's weaving. He's probably doing 90, 85 to 90. Weaving in between traffic. He comes by me between two cars. He comes right between us, right? He reaches for the center of his handlebars. And then all of a sudden, his phone...
Oh,
he
no.
reached for his phone while driving,
oh, God.
Which is even worse,
yeah.
more dangerous, right? His phone goes up in the air, I'll bet 15 feet because of the wind. It goes up, it lands in front of my vehicle, and I run over it.
Oh, no.
I feel it under my tire.
Oh, no. My God, that's so weird.
And all you see is his brake light, him looking back like this.
Wow, that's
I'm
bizarre.
Like, well, it's kind of karma. You know, settle your butt down there, pal.
That's just weird.
Yeah, that's
a
wild.
Weird story, yeah. That he has an open phone on his bike is just weird.
I guess he had one of those holders there in the handlebars or something, so you reached for it, and zoom, up in the air he goes.
No. That's crazy.
Bounced on the road, then I feel it under my tires. I'm like, ooh, that one's gone.
Yeah.
Hope you got insurance, pal.
I know, right? And the cloud.
Yeah.
Backed up. Holy crap.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would suck.
Yeah, it'd be a tough ride then.
I watched a girl on one of these series or whatever, and she was, you know where you... You walk on a dock and they have those like bouncy things in the water.
Yeah.
Somehow she tripped and the her phone went on the bouncy thing and then bounced up in the air and into the ocean. It's like I get so freaked out when I'm like, if I'm on a bridge and I'm looking over with you know your phone or like if I was on this really cool boat and I'm like videoing on the boat but I'm like holding on like extra tight then like my fingers are through it and this little clip and everything.
I don't know which would be worse, losing your phone or your wallet.
Phone.
They're both pretty bad.
I would say phone.
I Well, everything in my wallet's on the phone, so I'm guessing the phone, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with the phone, yeah.
Because all my credit cards and everything's in the wallet on the phone, so I think losing the phone would be worse than the wallet.
You can cancel them from your phone.
And The only thing I don't have on my phone is my driver's license, but that's it.
I still can't believe Kylie and I were in Vegas. Friday night, I leave my phone in the Uber. Saturday night, she left her phone in the Uber. We're like, how is this even happening? Yeah.
you both wouldn't have known. Like, all right, double check.
What are the chances? Both numbnuts losing their phone.
I left my keys last week. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
I went to get a car at a repair shop, and it had been worked on for like 3 weeks. So I go take the keys. Now, they've got a key for the car, so it's okay there. But I go take the Uber, and I get out of the Uber and leave my keys in the back seat.
That sucks. Fortunately, literally, bottom line, the word sucks right there. Yeah.
I get inside the place, Jamie, and I'm sitting there at the thing, and the guy goes, well, the bill's going to be $6,800.
What?
And I'm like, yeah.
For that car?
It was $6,800.
That car's not even worth that.
Look. This is a key. Jamie, this is a key story. This is not the value of my car.
Like, literally, I bet if we look it up on the Kelley Blue Book, it's, what, $2,300?
He tried to give it away, remember? People wouldn't even take it.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't even take it. You put it on the Facebook place, Marketplace, for free, and people wouldn't take it.
Well, it needed work. It needed $6,800 worth of work. That's why nobody would take it. So I decided to invest in it.
Well, great investment.
I'm not going to finish my key story now that you've started on me.
Oh my God! Why not put $6,800 into a high quality mutual fund? What the hell?
I think I'm going to take a break here. I don't like how this.
$800 on that car? Have you looked at the Kelley value?
Are you not concerned if I got my keys back or not?
Well, I know the end story. You did, and you had to pay a buttload of money for a car that's a piece of crap.
I got a car. Okay, this old car. Okay, I put it on. I actually put it on there for $1,000.
Oh,
okay, yeah, I put it for $1,000. I had two people tell me they're on their way with the money. It never showed up.
Yeah. Because it needs $6,800 worth of work.
Yeah, one lady and then one dude. And both never showed up. Never showed up.
God. Wow, you are upside down in that thing.
Yeah, well, I'm not done.
Well, no,
I got more money to put into it.
Did you use, like, stove oven? What was it? Easy off? On the aluminum rims and it.
I tried a life hack that I made up on my own.
Yeah.
Spadil saw it. Spadil. Yeah.
It's bad.
It's really bad. I thought easy off oven. My thinking was this, that on the wheels, that easy off oven stuff would be really good because it cuts the crap out of that stuff that's inside your oven.
Which is
it works
not aluminum.
Great. Well, I'm just saying. I didn't weigh the metals into the decision, Jamie. And man, did it ruin my wheels. Oh man, it looks like they're festering. They're oozing with something.
Yeah, like they're infected.
Yeah, they're infected. They got an STD.
They do.
That's what it looks like.
How much is new rims?
$1,000.
So now we're up to $7,800.
And he had to get new tires.
How much was that?
$900.
So now we're up to $8,800 for that car?
So far.
Yeah. So far. It's not done yet.
It's like a Birkin bag. It'll appreciate.
Yeah. So far. It's a little more than what I was expecting initially. It's got a little bit of a money pit situation right now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work out in the end.
Uh-huh.
But right now, it's not looking like it.
No.
But things will come around.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got to stay dedicated to the project.
So did you find your keys?
What keys?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday. Monday, July 21. Going to be sunny and 92 today. It's going to be a warm one today. But I think it's a little bit cooler for the rest of the week. Maybe some showers later on. Who knows? It's summertime in Colorado.
Okay.
What's the matter? Well, you're over there. You know,
I know. I just
well,
realized.
You're exhausted already.
I just realized how loud I sighed on the air. I'm like, how do I fix this?
Well, I thought you were sighing about the weather. I'm like, well, you're taking it that hard?
I don't even think I heard
maybe
it.
Maybe a shower.
Oh, my God. So, by the way, at the cabin yesterday, it rained all day long.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't rain here, I guess, but no. It rained all day
long. I saw the radar.
Yeah. So it was crazy.
Yeah, I was at the pool.
Oh, that's right.
I was at the pool. I was at the Lazy River.
Oh, do they have a good Lazy River there?
They got a great Lazy River. Okay. Yeah, it flows pretty quickly, too.
Good.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than lazy, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Some rivers are lazy. This one, not so much.
I feel like you are maybe a little scared, even.
By the way, so Friday, remember I was going to go to Hooters?
Yeah.
And we found out that the Hooters, where I was going, I thought it closed on the 31st, is what I saw. But it had closed a week earlier, so we couldn't go to Hooters. So I call up my buddy, and I said, hey, you know, Hooters is down. They're out. They're out. They've cashed in the shorts.
Yeah.
We got to figure
out. And the pantyhose.
So we go to Twin Peaks.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
No, you didn't. Why?
I'll never do it again.
God,
okay.
You guys are
this
such
is, Jamie,
yucky
this
pervs.
Is and I felt it. Oh. And I felt it, Jamie. Try sitting at the bar at Twin Peaks eating a Cobb sandwich and the person in front of you is wearing her panties.
Yeah.
It's just not fun anymore. I don't know if it's me. I don't know what it is. But it's just not fun anymore.
God. It's just weird that you guys like swapped it out for the Peaks.
I won't do it again, but let me tell you, okay?
There's like 80 million places you guys could go eat.
It
you
gets
had to go
better.
To Purrville.
It gets better. It gets better because I didn't realize it, but last week, I guess it goes for 2 weeks. Last week was the start of Bikini Week.
Oh,
again.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
I do.
Remember
you
when
got
I went
the
to
pregnant
it,
girl.
About 3 years ago, yeah. We went to it, and I hadn't been back since. So I show up on Friday, and it's Bikini Week.
Yeah.
It's the first week of Bikini Week. And so the place is absolutely packed with perverts.
Who goes to that?
This place.
I don't even get, like, I don't get men that are like, yeah, let's go have lunch on Bikini Week. It seems so weird.
And I say pervert in a very loving way because I was one of them.
I know.
Okay.
But doesn't it
but
feel
I swear,
like, I mean, seem like the bottom of the barrel humans that
did.
Would do that?
It did not feel good. It felt dirty. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm standing outside of this place at like, 10:50 because they open at 11, right?
Wait, you're waiting for it to open?
Yeah. See, that's the worst part. Like midday, there's no one there but you. Like you're like the only
I'm owning
there.
This, guys. It was a
I
very
know it,
scummy
like
way
waiting
of
waiting for them to unlock the door
in their underwear.
And it's 11 a.m.
Oh, my God. I hope they open. I can't wait till they open. Oh, my gosh.
I'll bet you
God.
There were 50 to 60 men standing outside that door.
What?
Me included, waiting for this door to open.
And not one and executive.
not one woman.
Yeah,
all
but,
men.
But not one, you know, bright individual.
Oh, no. Motorcycles. It was quite a classic bunch out there. But I was a part of it. And that was the point where I started to say, I'm better than this, all right? I'm on the BJ and Jamie morning show.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for this place to open. It's Twin Peaks.
In their underwear. In their underwear.
God. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's all right, hilarious.
Some of the chicks down there, man, you need to take it easy on the ink. You've got a little too much.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cheeseburgers.
No, cheeseburger, I didn't try. I had the Cobb.
No, I meant the women, they need to take it easy on the cheeseburgers.
No, they were in good shape. Okay. They got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
Whew. Hey, really, I mean, you can't even see their body for the tattoos.
Yeah, well, oh, darn.
Yeah. It was depressing.
My God.
So that's where I ended up for lunch.
Nice.
On Friday.
You're a dad.
I know. I felt bad. I left there. I really did. I felt bad. I thought, man, you're better than this, aren't you?
Right.
And maybe you're not. I don't know.
How was the food?
I don't know. I don't remember.
BJ was so disgusted with himself.
I mean, it was okay, I guess. I don't know.
He doesn't even know if the food was good.
Yeah, it was a salad. Freaking lettuce and a boiled egg.
Have a salad. salad anywhere, and you went there?
I don't know. I was just off
You're such a follower.
Yeah, well,
put your foot down and tell Paul we're not going to Permville.
He really loved it.
I bet he did.
Yeah, I thought it was a little shady. Gotta be honest.
Shocker.
All right, let's get to tabloid trash. We'll do that next. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
How long has this Jeffrey Epstein thing been going on?
20 years.
This just seems crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Justice Department on Friday asked a federal judge in Manhattan to unseal the grand jury testimony from the prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein after demands from President Trump's supporters to release documents about the case. The department requested a similar release in the case of whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Ghislaine.
Somebody pronounced it this morning. I was listening out in New York, and they said Ghislaine.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was her name, though. I thought it was pronounced differently. Ghislaine? That can't be right.
Oh, my God.
No. That's the way they pronounced it. I'm like, it can't be Ghislaine.
Oh, God.
What? I'm just saying. That's what they said.
I think it's Ghislaine or something, isn't it?
I think you're right.
Ghislaine?
But they said it the same
way. I know what you said. You said it twice now. Anyway, Maxwell, who is in prison after being convicted of aiding Epstein's trafficking, these records rarely are released publicly because of grand jury secrecy laws intended to protect the witnesses and the crime victims. So this whole thing, and then there's no list, and then there was a list, and then there's not a list, and now there's a list, and then there was a list of, like, all these people that have been on the airplane, and then you're like, wait, that girl was on the airplane, but some of them, like, they weren't even going to the island. They were just going, you know, somewhere else. I don't know.
I have no idea what the truth is.
Me either.
I know he was a pervert.
Well, yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, we know that part.
Other than that, we don't know him that much.
I feel like, I will tell you who I feel like also was a pervert.
With Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's that Bill.
Bill?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, because his wife made a reference when she was being interviewed after the divorce that kind of made it imply that she left him because he was going to that island.
She did.
Yeah. So
she was not very happy with his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
No, she was not.
He spent too much time with Jeffrey.
Yep. And we all know what happened. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that CEO of the guy that was having the affair with that chickaroo, I guess he resigned.
Yeah, he had to.
Yeah, he resigned. So I wonder if he's employable.
I think so.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think this will go away at some point. I mean,
well,
it'll
it was
take
great,
a while.
Though.
Man.
It was sure great.
And what a gig he lost.
Yeah.
CEO, $1.2 billion company. Yeah. Did you see her situation? The woman, I think her name is Kristen. Kristen
yeah. Yeah,
something?
Yeah, her name is Kristen.
She is married to one of the wealthiest
families. No, she got a divorce.
She's no longer married?
Nope.
Well, she was married.
Well, they finalized their divorce.
Oh, I thought they were still looking for the divorce, that they were living apart.
No, what you read, who knows? It's the internet. Mine says she is divorced. Yours says it.
Mine says it's currently her husband.
Gotcha.
It
says
her current husband is one of the wealthiest families in Boston.
Really?
Yeah. That they own some, I think it's a rum company.
Dang.
Yeah, they're into liquor.
So, into liquor.
They're into liquor. I'm just saying.
I don't know why that
they're
just
into
struck
liquor.
Me.
Yeah.
Liquor.
Yeah. They're into liquor. They're liquor. Very, 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 very wealthy.
Well, so she'll be fine because she'll probably get a nice payout from the husband, right?
Yeah, probably.
And alimony and all that stuff.
Oh, that had started before this kiss kiss.
Right. And yeah. So him, on the other hand, I don't, you know, we'll see if he gets a job. You know, it's like somebody said, why is this affair bigger than anybody else's? So many people have affairs every single day, but we're all like somehow fascinated with this one. I think it's because they got caught.
Just the way it all went down.
It was so great.
It was their reactions.
Yeah. Did you see the Phillies?
If they had not reacted, you see what? Yeah.
The Phillies?
The Fanatics did a play on it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
That was so great. I was dying.
A lot of ballparks throughout the country did it over the weekend. They called it the Coldplay Camp.
Yeah. Airlines did it. All this stuff. And we were talking about with our boss. Like, now it's become a term. Like, oh, I pulled the Coldplay.
Yeah. If those two had not reacted the way they did, it would have just disappeared.
Yep. Exactly. Kind of crazy. All right, so you told me that Shannon Sharpe's, he settled his case with that girl. Is that what happened?
I saw it on Friday or Saturday. He settled. It was a $100 million lawsuit. And I guess he decided he needed to get this over with.
Now, is he still on television or does he still have his podcast?
No, he got let go.
Oh, really? So does he have a job?
I think he took a hiatus from the podcast.
Okay.
So I think he still has that if he wants to come back to it. But he had another deal on the table for $100 million, and that fell through. They pulled that deal. So he lost a lot of money over this. So I think he saw this as, I could win this, but at what cost?
Yeah.
Just the way I'm looking at it.
Because everything personal is going to be out on the table.
Yeah.
Then again, he might have thought, I'm guilty. I need to get this over
with. Yeah, who knows, right?
It's one of the two, right?
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Shannon Sharpe has settled a sexual assault lawsuit. According to his lawyer, the Hall of Fame tight end and former Denver Bronco had offered at least $10 million to settle the claim before the suit was filed in April. Now he's likely paying an amount that exceeds that. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Lawsuit originally sought damages of more than $50 million. Sharpe strongly denied the allegations. He stepped away from his job at ESPN, vowing that he would return when NFL preseason begins. That's not far off. And it's not clear if he'll be back.
There you go.
I bet he had to pay out like 30.
I'm going to say 25 to 30.
Nice.
Yeah, right. I'm with you.
Carson, number?
I'm going to go 40.
40. Ooh, wow.
That's a terrible guess. The original was $50
million. Yeah. So he went with
still got close to getting what you originally wanted, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying. 50 was your original.
Your answer's wrong.
It's a terrible answer. It's a terrible answer, Carson.
It's my answer. I'm
sticking by it. You should have said 20. 20 would have been a good number.
Oh, God. I'm just dying.
I don't know. Maybe, 25, 30 million.
Yeah.
Maybe 40. Who knows?
Oh, my God. What is happening? What is happening? This show is so stupid. I swear to God. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, what were you texting me about? Chicken biscuits or whatever. What's her name again?
Chicken fry?
Yeah. What happened? So his Bryant, right?
Yeah, Zach Bryan.
Yeah. His daughter got in on the action.
Oh, no. It was the CEO's daughter. That's what I was texting you about.
I thought it was Zach.
No.
I'm so confused.
No.
Oh, that's his daughter?
Yeah, daughter,
so
Marina.
Okay, so stand by. I'm totally confused. Because
we all are.
No, I know, because I didn't explain it right. So I get a text from Carson. He's like, dude, now the daughter's in on it. I thought he was talking about Luke, right?
Zach Bryan.
But he wasn't. He was talking about the CEO. His daughter's gorgeous.
Yeah, and now she's on TikTok talking about it. She, like, released the text messages of her friends seeing the story and texting her, like, oh, my gosh. I thought that was your dad, but I wasn't sure.
Holy crap.
And so now she's doing a whole play on it that she's on TikTok. She's getting all these followers.
According to Sky News, they said viral social media account pretending to be Coldplay concert CEOs has been exposed as fake.
Is it the Marina chick?
Great.
Yeah. It says a French model denied she is the daughter of former astronomer CEO after viral TikTok account appearing to use videos of her
God,
former
God, it was
content.
So good. I wish it was so true because
she's
like,
on a yacht.
Yeah, there's one comment that she put up, and I saw it on Saturday, so I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And one comment was like, I bet you're on your yacht crying, and she was dancing on a yacht, and it just says hashtag true. And she's on this massive yacht.
I was like, well, that's great.
She's leaning into it. Fine. Right. Go ahead.
Marina's not even Marina.
That's lame.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate the internet. Did I tell you a hawk picked up a baby and flew away with it and raised it as its own?
I know. I'm telling you, everything you see, and I've got this rule now, 24 to 48 hours, you got to sit back and wait to see if it's true. It's sad. It's sad. There's so many liars out there.
Well, not only that, but with AI, there were, I mean, my girlfriends, too, they were passing around that letter the CEO supposedly wrote. Yep. He didn't write that. No, not at all. And then with AI, now they're putting words in his mouth, and you're like, did he say that? Wait, that's AI. He didn't even say that. God. AI will be our demise. We're all going to start rumors, and they're not even going to be true.
I know. Just let us have some fun. Let something be true.
God. Crazy. All right, I think I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.